You're listening to the podcast, We Are Dallas-Fort Worth. Discover big things and big ideas happening in the Big D. Well, hey, Dallas, it's Becca bringing you another episode of We Are Dallas-Fort Worth. And today it's all about Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, Thanksgiving dinner. So we are well into October, or kind of into October, which means Thanksgiving is just next month. And for many of us, we've got to start planning. We've got to ask off from work, find out which spouse can get off Christmas, which can get off Thanksgiving, and plan where are we going to spend Thanksgiving. So I'm going to tell you what Brian and I do. All of our family is out of town, so it makes Thanksgiving very, very difficult. It's very, very hard for him to get multiple holidays off of work, which leaves us here in Dallas many of the times. And I'm going to just tell you right away where we go. If we are not traveling, we are at Highland Park Cafeteria. That is our absolute favorite Thanksgiving place. Now, I know some of you, I've said this before for my readers, are like, well, why don't you go somewhere more fancy? Guess what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's all relative. Thanksgiving doesn't mean you have to do fancy. I think Whataburger's open. Whataburger provides a really good meal. So the reason why we like Highland Park Cafeteria is because they serve up the best Thanksgiving type of foods, like nothing too fancy. And I am a total food snob, but when it comes to Thanksgiving food, I want the classic. I want turkey. I want green bean casserole, pecan pie. Yes, I just said pecan, not pecan. And what else? Sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, cornbread, like all the good classic foods. And the price cannot be beat. I think it's somewhere like around $15 or $18. Like, you just can't beat that price. You do have to wait a little bit. We usually go later in the day, closer to when they're closing. So we usually have a good hour wait, but it's a really friendly line. And the folks from Highland Park Cafeteria even come out and bring little blueberry muffins and cornbread muffins just to keep you satisfied as you are waiting. But we just love that spot. Sometimes we think, oh, maybe we'll go off hiking for the day. And that Thursday comes upon us, and we are just enjoying having just a slow morning just for once, no agenda. And sometimes we don't get out of the house. We just plan everything for the next day. And we say, you know what? We don't have any family in town. Let's just go to Highland Park Cafeteria. So I don't want to add to the line, but I kind of do. I kind of want to tell everyone about it. And I actually learned about it years ago from a friend. Didn't even know about it until she clued me in. And it's sort of in, I'm trying to think where it is. It's East Dallas area. Lake Woody, Lake Highland sort of part of town. Okay, if we're not doing that, we are hiking, or we are going on a trip somewhere nearby, somewhere maybe in Arkansas, Oklahoma, or East Texas to go hiking with the dogs, and some other spots. Now, we are considering maybe like, hey, maybe we should do it a little bit bigger this year. We'll see what happens the day of. You don't have to decide until the day of when you don't have kids. So there's other restaurants open, and I've listed those on the article. So we've got Three Forks, Fairings Restaurant, Second Floor. Second Floor is over at the Galleria. It's at the inside the West End, really cool spot. They have a Thanksgiving buffet that is more of the classic kind. Del Frisco's Grill, Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse, Scout Dallas. So Scout Dallas is over at the Statler. So a lot of the, obviously the hotel restaurants are always a good option if you're wondering where to go. So Scout, CBD, Provisions, which is at the Jewel. We love that place. Really good service, really good food. Circo, City Hall Bistro. It goes, the list goes on and on. There are plenty of places. Now, some of them are, the menu has been set. It's a pre-feed menu. And so you kind of have to do what they are offering. I think what I like about Highland Park Cafeteria is because it's a day that I feel extremely indecisive. Like, I want to pick out whatever I want to pick out at the day, at the time that I'm going to eat. And I also don't necessarily want to pay like $150 for mashed potatoes. It shouldn't cost $150, which is why I end up at this cafeteria. Oh, y'all, it's so good. Okay, what else did I put in here? I added in some good Thanksgiving cookbooks. There's some great things. I order everything online. I'm a big Amazon Prime person, Amazon Fresh. I order everything online. It's all about systems because I run this business. I just bought another business, another website. And so I like systems. So if it's on Amazon, I'm ordering it. And there's a lot of good stuff, a lot of homemade stuff over there as well. Anyway, I'd like for you guys to go check out the list over at wearedallasfortworth.com. Love to hear from you what you are doing for Thanksgiving. Have you made plans? It'll be here before you know it, even though it is 94 degrees out right now. It will cool down. The fall will come. And you know what? When Thanksgiving is here, Christmas is here. So this is all happening. It is going to happen. I don't care about any of it, honestly. I don't care about the holidays. I just want some cooler weather. I want to get outside, hike, mountain bike. I just want to feel crisp air and drink a hot chocolate or two. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in and make it a good one. One more thing. Before you go, head over to wearedallasfortworth.com/help and see how I can help your small business, your local business, maybe you even have a larger business, with my virtual marketing support. I love watching and helping and seeing our community grow through online marketing. You might need some help. Go on over and check it out.